Arrow, I'm looking at that screenshot. That looks like me at WHEB Radio in Portsmouth, New Hampshire in 1980.
Wow, dude, that was 1978 in my bedroom in Billings, Montana.
No kidding. So it was in that same time frame. Yeah. Yeah. I'll be damned.
Yeah. Because that's Evel Knievel behind me. And then there's a Frampton Comes Alive album right there beside me.
Oh, we both had the same hairstyle in the late 70s, early 80s.
Well, this project that you're on with Mr. Rogers Music and Memories, this has to be one of those moments in your radio life where you're going, oh, my God, I really get to share the story of the songwriter.
Yeah, that's very true. And it was such a gift that came to me out of left field, because Dennis Scott, the producer of the album, mm-hmm. and the previous compilation album of Mr. Rogers' songs, for which Dennis won a Grammy Award, I was aware of that album. So when he reached out to me initially to host a companion DVD, I was on board right away. And then when they revised it to just focus on the music, and Dennis said, "Can you sing?" I've got a range that I'm comfortable in. So I actually recorded on my iPhone me singing a cappella to one of Fred's songs. And Dennis said, "Okay, you're in.
Well, that is that really you whistling in that video?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God. That's incredible.
Thank you, Arrow. If you go on my website, tombergeron.com, you can actually see we recorded the whole session where I improvised whistling to the title tune. And I love to do that. I was mentioning to somebody that when I was in high school working in a supermarket stocking shelves, I would literally whistle while I worked until this old woman came around with her carriage and said, "Oh, I thought they let a canary loose in here."
You got to work with the Cowsills on this project. I was just recently with them. I love their spirit and personality even today.
Yeah. You know, the Cowsills, Rita Wilson, of course, who is a wonderful recording artist and actor, and whose husband, Tom Hanks, played Fred Rogers in the film back a few years ago. We've got John Secada, Kelly Pickler, Vanessa Williams, Marilyn McCoo, and Billy Davis Jr., Lee Greenwood. Just, you know, in the ad for the album, it says music icons, like, and then my name shows up.
Well, one of those icons is Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees.
Yes,
I thought, wow, that was unbelievable with this song, because I've never heard this side of his singing ability.
Yeah, and it was great to sort of reunite with Mickey, because the two of us had done a promotional thing for ArcLight Cinemas a few years prior to the Mr. Rogers album, where we recreated scenes from The Big Lebowski.
Yeah,
and I played basically one character, and then he played who was John Goodman's character. It was fun.
Wow. So on the Lee Greenwood song, I've had a conversation with my wife. She thinks it's Kenny G. I say it's Dave Koz. Who's on that wind instrument?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a question for Dennis Scott. We should get him on the horn. Because I was singing to a track when I recorded my cut. So I'm not sure who actually backed the other performers.
Now, I've been in the studio with tracks and putting things down. What is that like for you? Because, I mean, I'm so jealous of bands when they go in there as one unit. But, you know, to sing with a track, I mean, it's like my eyes were always on the engineer, always asking that question. Was that right?
Yeah, no, I did. I kind of just listened. When I was on The Masked Singer singing Sinatra music as a taco, you know, I actually had I had to sing live in the little tomato head, but I actually had Sinatra's actual backup musicians who recorded the track for that performance. And similarly with the Fred Rogers song, you know, I just listen to the music and sing along. I knew Dennis would tell me if I was going too far afield.
Yeah. What about the opportunity for Mr. Rogers to get into the Hall of Fame? Well, as Fred, wouldn't it? Or would we go as Mr. Rogers getting in there?
Well, it's the same thing, really.
Yeah,
and that's the one of the real joys of this man, was that what you saw was what you got. I had the pleasure of meeting him briefly in Boston when I worked in Boston TV and he was at the station. And I got to tell you, it wasn't like he was putting on an act. That gentle soul who looked you right in the eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, you were the only person in the room when you were talking to him. That's who he really was. And Dennis has been spearheading, and I've been happy to put my name to it, a change.org petition to get Fred in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, because all of the songs for all of the years of that show he wrote.
Something like this deserves to have a video of some sort. In other words, a big special on Netflix or even on Hulu, because I mean, it really does embrace something that a lot of people didn't realize. Fred was a songwriter.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And a brilliant one at that. I mean, when you start deconstructing the lyrics of the types of songs he wrote to connect with children and to address really difficult topics like death and divorce and assassination and racism. You know, he did not shy away from difficult topics, and he wrote amazing lyrics to address them.
Wow. Tom, you got to come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you.
Thank you, Arrow. I appreciate it. It's a pleasure.
Well, you be brilliant today, okay?
I'll do my best. You too.
Thank you, sir.